We should be good.
Well, we should be.
We should be, theoretically, and then I get to describe my little...
All right.
So whenever we're ready here, I'm going to go ahead and hit the start live button here, and then...
All right. Well, maybe we do need a little in the back.
Oh, rotate your phone. You can't turn your phone while recording. What? Are we going to be sideways now?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
Rotate your phone.
This isn't a phone. This is an iPad.
Rotate this.
That's right. Rotate. So I'm gonna keep it like this for right now.
And okay. Hopefully we're right side up.
Yeah. So
not that we ever have been,
but we're trying.
Hi, you guys.
Hey, what's going on? So before we get into it here, well, actually, we got a couple things we're gonna get into here.
We're gonna get into it.
So tonight's music selection is going to be Louie Bellson.
When I first looked at that, I thought Buddy Rich. You know,
yeah.
Got the short hair going.
Yeah, no, it does actually look like Buddy Rich.
Yeah.
But he's...
You know, on the drums.
But he's actually smiling. That would not be Buddy Rich.
That's the difference. Yeah, not to say Buddy was not an intense person. Black belt, and had been known to challenge, depending on what he'd been doing or drinking, had been known to challenge some of the band members backstage.
And one of the guys recorded him, and there's some famous bus tapes. If you ever really get bored and you want to hear Buddy Rich lay it out, you want to know the true colors of what...
some of the passion, shall we say, that was driving that drumming.
Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah.
You'll get a chance to see it. So let's see which one we got here that we're going to throw on here.
I'm starting with side one, cut one.
Step Lightly.
Okay, I'm also in the process of testing a turntable for a friend.
Yes.
So I'm going to see how well this thing... No, don't want to put it on the air.
So Don Hafner, if you're out there and you're listening, your turntable's in good shape. Mr. John Christopher is testing it. He's done some modifications. It sounds good. The needle is going right in the grooves. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
Let's see. Yeah, it starts up automatically. Seems to track okay.
Yeah.
Now it wants to quit.
Uh-oh.
Come back here. I must have hit the stop button accidentally. It's, as they say, fully automatic.
Which is the way we like it. I'm going to keep this up here. I'm going to actually do a slow rise here as the music comes up. Hold on a second. Yeah. Blue Mitchell, John Williams, and the kids on this one.
Though, for some reason, we would appear to be getting one channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something I needed to check out. It was coming out of the Q speaker, really. Well, I'll have a look at the connections later, but right now you're getting the gist of it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the gist of things, John Christopher noticed something. I didn't volunteer it, but I will go ahead and dispel this story here.
You?
Yeah, why my arm looks like this.
Yeah.
The embellished story is that I actually tackled the fastest player in the NFL, Tyreek Hill. But I was actually at a camp for my son Miles and his friend Jack, and there was a race for all the fathers at the end.
Yeah.
And we all got on a line, and it was on this fancy turf out at Shawnee Mission High School. And I was getting ready to start the race, and I slipped and I fell. And I tried to get up.
Yes.
And I literally scraped my arm doing it.
Ew.
It was that.
I was going to ask you if you didn't have your arm pads on driving your motorcycle.
It looks like something.
Yeah,
did
it looks
happen.
Like somebody dragged you across the concrete.
Yeah. So it's
either that or somebody's really nursing a broken nose.
That's right. So I should probably side on the. I did tackle Tyreek Hill, so I'm going to go ahead and stick with that for right now. So, but, you know, one thing I did want to show you, too.
Okay.
I guess I should just get
a little show and tell going on here.
Show and tell. This is the latest issue of Jam Magazine. I'm a contributor to this magazine. It is it is all the highlights of Kansas City Jazz, and there is an article in here. This is the KOJH, Kansas City's oldest jazz house. This is their new radio station. There's a feature, and I also have a feature in here on one of the most dynamic drummers in Kansas City, which is Mr. Brandon Draper. He was an exceedingly cool cat. It was a great time writing an article on this, and I always bring copies of this to Mr. John Christopher, and you can pick this up around Kansas City. It's all out there and waiting for you.
I was going to bring up something.
Sure.
In my, what would amount to my Neon Beat blog spot, actually no, on Facebook, on my Facebook page, they were talking about jazz.
Yeah.
and the subject of jazz had come up from my brother, who says he doesn't particularly like jazz.
Right.
And I was to point out, you know, well, it's like all music, you know, trends and styles. I would admit, there is some bad music out there.
Yeah.
You know, but that's how it goes with the arts, you know. As an example, I used we may have gone this way before, but I guess we're going again. Say you were sitting in an audience listening to a bunch of guys with drums and kazoos.
Right.
Okay. And you come up to them and you say, you try to keep an open mind, and all you're hearing basically is a lot of squawking.
Sure.
And dissonance and banging, and that was terrible.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's terrible. Mm-hmm. Didn't seem to be going anywhere. And then they say, well, it's like, you know, it's a bad subject, so you're not supposed to like it. Okay?
Right.
By the way, what's the name of your band? Suck. Well, all righty then. You know, I'll go on with my article. But
right.
I use that as an example. But somebody popped in there and said something I thought was really telling and interesting. If you don't like abstract jazz,
sure.
if it even falls in that, if you don't like abstract jazz and can't stand the dissonance, then you really don't like jazz. What would you say to that person?
I think there's so much good jazz out there that's not avant or erratic that I think that argument's a whole separate thing, because I think there's a lot of music out there that gets pigeonholed into being avant or pushing envelopes, and jazz tends to be construed that way because it's just not in the mainstream, and people think that it's a eclectic art form. But realistically, I mean, listen to Louis Belson. There's
yeah.
a lot of music that's getting made these days that pays homage to the old days and has their own modern blend, and there's nothing eclectic or weird or strange about it. It's just good music, man. And maybe that's just my bias, but I think there's two separate arguments. There's the avant argument, and then there's purely that jazz perspective, where I think there's so much good music being made in the jazz world.
Yeah,
it's almost a moot point.
Yep. Break out the Folgers coffee cans.
That's right.
And the fork. I would. There's a record I should introduce you to. It's done by Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
I think I may have before. Yeah, that's right. I did. Banging on Pots and Pans.
Right.
It was actually made for kids.
Yeah.
But it's great. He's just banging on pots and pans, and you can hear him pulling them out of the cupboard.
Right.
But you listen to this cacophony and you go, you know, it works.
Yeah.
Until the guy goes blender solo and turns on a mixer. Whee!
But for kids, that's beautiful. They love it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's Kevin Bacon. It's 7 degrees.
Well,
it's Footloose. It's, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah. You? Don't forget to have fun, people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's a message in that, too.
Right.
Music isn't supposed to be, unless you're Dmitri Shostakovich, who obviously was not a real happy guy, given the government and the constraints that he was trying to compose under, imposed by the government, the Russian government.
Yeah. Which I've interviewed a lot of jazz musicians that have been over in that Eastern Bloc quadrant and got out and talked about how jazz was the original revolutionary music, and it actually propelled them to get out. So speaking of jazz and the dissonance in that sweet sort of way, it actually helped them say, you know what, I'm done. I'm done with these clowns. I'm out.
Yep.
You know, so it's good. It's good for the soul. It's like coffee.
Well, looks like the turntable is working just fine, except for the loss of, looks like, the right channel.
Yeah.
So I will address that issue, but as far as everything else, it just needed some cleaning up.
Yeah.
And the needle is still acceptable, though at a certain point I would replace it. There's our technical thing for today. Mr. Home Depot, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. Hey, what's going on? Bill Denny, how are you? Lori, what's going on?
Hi,
it's always
guys.
Nice to see you. Yes.
And welcome to Signal Hole here in Kansas City.
Yes.
Actually, Belton is where this is emanating from, technically from. But, you know, Kansas City is part of the marketing thing.
We are one of the largest areas in the country next to, I think, Orange County, California. We have the most cities and landmass when you say Kansas City metro area.
Yeah.
Massive.
And also one of the longest freeway systems in the country.
Yes.
I know. I've tried to go around in one day.
But the traffic
that was during rush hour.
But the traffic's much better here than it is out in Orange County.
Agreed.
So I
sure do.
But
I don't know.
That's it. I think that's all. Right.
Just sharing and bearing here.
That's right. So what I'm going to, real quick before we get out of here, just so I can encapsulate this here, I've been injured pretty badly twice on football turfs. This was number two. Number one, I snapped my clavicle during a Wizards game back in the day when they used to play at Arrowhead. I did a halftime thing where I got in a bubble and I jumped and I landed so I could give the crowd an extra oomph.
Yeah.
I completely snapped my clavicle. So I think my football career is kind of a quasi-entertaining thing is ending now. I'm done. So when this scab falls off, I'm done with football. That's
actually wasn't that bad at high school football. All I had to do was turn sideways, and they went either side of me.
I'm going to stick to baseball. I think I can do that. Or wiffle ball. Yeah. You know, one of the
I
two.
Still like volleyball, but I've got to get in a little better shape to do it.
Anything but football for me.
Yep.
So, anyway, I think that's...
Oh, happy Father's Day.
Oh, well, thank you. Same to you, sir.
Benny.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
It was good.
Had a good one, too.
It was a good Hallmark moment.
Yeah.
I liked it.
No ties, no Old Spice.
I did actually ask for something cliche. Miles really wanted to know what I wanted, and I got socks. But Jilly did actually come up with something very cool. You were talking about cool ideas, and she had... It was her idea to have all the kids put their hands in paint and make a really cool painting.
Yeah.
So it was awesome. So yeah, it was good, you know.
Yeah, I had some, I shared with you earlier, I won't do it here, but a high point with my my eldest daughter, Megan, who did something at church that that really, really moved me. And she was the one that wrote it, which is what's cool. For 11 years old, she's a developing artist herself.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah.
It's good stuff when you see it in the kids.
Yep. I think I've explained before, some of my own nihilistic humor is coming back to me through my kids. just to prove the Lord has a sense of humor.
It's payback. All of it's payback
it
one
is.
Way or another, you know? So speaking of payback.
Yep.
We got bills to pay around here.
That we do.
Someone turn up the heat or turn down the heat.
Turn down the heat. Now we got the air conditioning up in here today.
That's right.
So anyway... Thanks for joining us. Glad you'd share a little time with us here. We're just, as we say, sharing, saying howdy, have a good week.
That's right.
And enjoy the music, my friends.
And Bill, I don't think I could be a Carlos Carson. I think I'm out. If I am, I'm going to do it in the front of the house, not on a football field. I'm out. All right. With that, enjoy the jazz,
my friends.
Adios.
Neon Jazz.